Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're all doing well and having a good day so far. So have you ever heard the statement, well, let it be or let it be so? You know, Paul actually uses this, and it's kind of funny that he does, because in using it, what he's really telling us is sometimes we just have to come to accept circumstance and what's happening. And it's a really interesting statement because it can be used in a lot of different ways. One time I did laundry and I left a red shirt in with the other clothes. So I made a lovely pink shirt. You know what I said? Let it be so. Or the time I was at the DMV, and it was one of those days at the beginning of COVID when the line wrapped all the way around the whole building, and it was probably a 4 or 5 hour line, and one kind employee saw me start walking away and called over to me, and she let me have some grace, and she actually cut me in the front of the line, and within a few minutes, I was out of the DMV. This was an act of God. I can't understand it any other way, but it was to the chagrin of 200 people in line, and they definitely gave me a dirty look on the way out. And what I say to that? Let it be so. Good, bad, or other, the phrase can be used to just about explain anything that had happened. And Pastor Paul, in this section of Scripture, uses it in a way that encapsulated Corinth culture. And in this specific occasion, he applies it to divorce or separation. So 1 Corinthians 7:15, he says, "But if the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so. In such cases, the brother or sister is not enslaved. God has called you to peace." After statements about remaining together for God's design for marriage, for holiness, for the good of the family, Paul is now saying, let it be so. God has called you to peace. And so, of course, the question I had was, why does Paul make this ambiguous statement? And I think it's because his hope is to allow everyone to have peace with one another if he can. We see that in Romans 12:18. He's saying to people who came into the church with unequally yoked marriages, do everything you can to remain together. And remember, these people did not grow up in the church. They didn't grow up following the rules of God or knowing Jesus. And so he was saying, by remaining together, you could actually allow God to work. But if you can't, sometimes you have to let it be so. So if your unbelieving spouse leaves for the sake of peace with others and unity, you might have to let it be so. Now, we're to strive for peace and unity because Jesus modeled that for us. He came in this fallen world to bring peace with one another and, of course, with God, his Father. And he did all this to show us the need for understanding during very difficult times. When the pain is unbearable, when life doesn't make sense, when people hurt us, when choices send shockwaves, we do everything we can and then we look to God. Jesus came to give peace during tribulation, John 16:33. And so we're to turn to God in prayer for everything so our hearts and minds can be protected in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:6-8. I think Paul said, let it be so, knowing that he would be asking believers to choose peace in the midst of heartbreak. He knew the God of peace would be there in the hurtful and struggling times. And just a reminder, there's hope in those times. And if you need, there's people here to help. Thanks for listening. Hope you find a little encouragement today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.